This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's going to be a week in which American shoppers are scrutinized, prodded, and otherwise examined, starting with the government's retail sales figure for July, set for release tomorrow. On Mondays, we consult Julia Coronado, Chief Economist North America for BNP Paribas in New York. Good morning to you, Julia.
Good morning, David.
Where do you see the mood of consumers here in the summer of 2013?
Consumers have continued to spend, and that's good news, but they've been increasingly choosy about where they spend, and in particular, they are demanding deals. So we see online shopping holding up pretty well, while department store shopping and electronic specialty stores have gotten hit pretty hard in the last few months.
If real wages aren't moving up for so many people, we can't expect that much in terms of shopping.
That's right. It's a tug of war between businesses that want to hold costs down and don't want to hire or pay higher wages, and consumers who, because they're not receiving higher wages, are demanding discounts. So it's kind of a chicken and egg situation.
Now, the stock market opened down this morning, Julia, other than the gray weather on Wall Street that you're looking at this morning. What's dragging down the mood?
Well, we had some disappointing numbers from Japan overnight, and any hint of weak data combined with the prospect of less stimulus from the Fed gives the market a case of the jitters, and I think that's the way we're starting the week.
Julia Coronado at BNP Paribas, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.